Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
They're showing blitz off the edge. They'll rush four. Sanders, pocket collapsing. He scrambles to the right, fires, incomplete! Roquan Smith breaks it up. No flags on the play with 57 seconds left in Cleveland. The Hayes in the barn.
Ravens radio, you know, that over the top. You beat Shedeur Sanders in the second half as he made his rushed and rough debut yesterday. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Dylan Gabriel, who was not playing well to begin with, got concussed, Pearl. So he was out in the second half. In comes Shedeur Sanders, totally cold, never had any first-team reps. And it looked that way. No points scored, picked up one third down. He was sacked twice, threw an interception, had one nice throw, basically. It was a debut that left us wanting more.
Yeah, I mean, he used to get away with a lot of that stuff at Colorado where he could run around and make plays in the backfield, and he can't get away with the NFL. We saw it in the second preseason game that he played, too. He just has not adjusted for NFL speed. I kind of put that on the coaching staff. Yeah. Don't let him hang back there. Just say, throw the ball away. But even that seemed like a major challenge to get the ball out of bounds. He had 16 passes and Dylan Gabriel played more time and had 10 passes. I'm not quite sure. I know they had at the end, they had a drive to try to tie the game. But still, I felt like they got into the Shedeur moment. It's almost like the crowd was like, Shedeur, Shedeur, Shedeur. The coaching staff's like, well, let's give them what they want. And they shouldn't have. They should have put him in a very conservative position.
Yeah, it was not a setup for success, which is funny because they were basically leading and tied for a lot of the fourth quarter until the Ravens had to run this sort of trick play. They set up Mark Andrews for the tush push. He bails out of it and then streaks down the sideline for a touchdown. It was not a great game by the Ravens at all, but the defense was feasting on first Gabriel and then on Shedeur, who was, Shedeur didn't have a prayer back there. And you know what's funny? Because we talked so much about Shedeur through the preseason and then obviously through the regular season. And we wondered, like, it seemed like the coaching staff was not really sold on him. And in fact, the entire NFL didn't seem very sold on him because he dropped to the fifth round and it was one of the biggest stories, if not the biggest story of the draft. But it's days like yesterday where I do think the coaching staff deserves a lot of criticism, not just for what they were running yesterday and allowing him to be kind of a sitting duck back there, but you are the backup quarterback. And I know that reps are hard to come by on practice weeks, but the fact that Shedeur had never taken a snap with anyone on the first team and he was one injury away from being the starter. That's the whole deal about the backup. And Dylan Gabriel is like a smaller quarterback who, even a 6'5" quarterback can get knocked out of the game. But Gabriel is a smaller kind of guy. So the idea that he would get knocked out with a concussion is not a surprise or a shock. I hope he feels okay. I don't want him to get knocked out of the game. But why didn't Shedeur Sanders get any first-team reps when he's been the primary backup the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, maybe because they're tanking. I mean, they did trade Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett. So when they did that, I mean, we should have seen early in the season.
The defense is so good that they kept him in these games.
Why would they trade Flacco if it wasn't all about losing?
Fair.
I mean, you want them to tank, right?
I don't know. I don't trust the Browns. The Browns can have the number one overall pick. I don't trust them. The Browns could sign a former, you know, former All-Pro. I don't trust them. There's something about it's the place where quarterbacks just go to fail.
Yeah, I mean, they're not quite the Bears as far as bad quarterback play. But that being said, you have a better chance at number one. I mean, the Bears are all-time worse. Joe Flacco's 5 games with the Browns 3 years ago was better than anything the Bears have ever had. At least they've had a 4,000-yard passer in their history. So I think you have a better chance at number one. Unfortunately, it's kind of a weak quarterback draft.
Yeah, so Fernando Mendoza is going to go save the Browns.
I don't know if it's going to be Mendoza.
But whoever, Dante Moore, whoever you think is going to be the number one quarterback off the board.
Well, they won't.
Ty Simpson's going to save the Browns? No, he's going to be another name in the graveyard of terrible Browns quarterbacks.
We don't know that. Listen, we'll see if Stefanski is back. What are you supposed to do? Just not have a strategy? Just go out there and try and be 500? Like, what's the point? They were smart to trade Flacco. Do you think they should have kept on Flacco? Flacco didn't even look good when he was in there.
No, and now Flacco's kind of fallen off even with the Bengals. They were not competitive yesterday against the Steelers. There was a lot going on in that game, by the way. The AFC North is really falling apart in terms of chippiness. You had Jalen Ramsey and Ja'Marr Chase getting into it all game long. Dirty plays back and forth, and then Ja'Marr Chase appeared to spit on Jalen Ramsey, which caused a retaliation that got Ramsey kicked out of the game. Ja'Marr Chase says he never spit, but obviously it's an NFL game. We have 100 camera angles, and it definitely looked like he spit on him.
Yeah, definitely. By the way, Cleveland right now sits number 3 in draft order, and they're the 2 teams ahead of them, Tennessee and the Giants, both have quarterbacks. So that'd be a good spot, number 3. That way you don't have the pressure of taking Ty Simpson number 1.
What does it matter? I mean, you're the first quarterback off the board.
Well, I think that they're at a good spot to get a quarterback here and build around them. Now, I know you're saying the Browns, but what are they supposed to do, just fold as a franchise?
No, I'm just saying they had a chance with Baker Mayfield. They actually did choose right on him.
But that was going south, too.
I mean, the guy got hurt on the non-throwing shoulder, and they basically shipped him out for Deshaun Watson, who nobody is surprised that didn't work.
Yeah, no, that's not true. You telling me we sat here the day they signed Deshaun Watson and said that was a bad thing? Nobody said that.
Well, we should have known. Put it that way. It's probably
there
the best.
Five other teams that were willing to pay him $200 million as well.
And it would have failed there too, because he obviously, A, was not able to stay healthy, I guess, first and foremost. And B, he had all that stuff hanging over him that made it so weird because of all the accusations and the civil cases and all of that stuff. It just, your fan base can't get excited about it. And then on top of that, he was getting hurt.
I think that's easy to say now. I don't think that was so clear at the time, based on the way the market. We just started the segment by saying the NFL market knew Shador was a 5th-round pick. The NFL market, many teams thought Deshaun Watson was very valuable.
Sure.
Because if you take this, what you saw on the field in Houston was very impressive.
Sure.
I know, of course you're right. We should have seen that coming, but we didn't see it coming. Nobody saw it coming. So at the time, Cleveland, I understood what they were doing. They had to take a desperate swing because they couldn't find a quarterback anywhere.
Well, I think they had one in Mayfield. They just gave up on him. But agree to disagree on that one. Here's the bigger part. Do you think that yesterday, Shador's very rushed debut, you know, as obviously he wasn't planning on starting yesterday, but he is the backup. Does that mean the NFL was right? Because there's a lot of people who still believe that Shador fell in the draft, not because of the football, because of the bad interviews, because Dion got involved, because of all the other stuff. Do you think yesterday was score a win for the NFL evaluators who said, no, he's actually a 5th-round pick?
No, I don't think yesterday was a great indication of where Shador will be as a quarterback. I think he's going to be at least a solid backup in the NFL. I don't think 4-for-16 with one interception, that's not who Shador is. I think he'll play much better than that.
I don't know if he'll get a chance, though.
Why not?
Well, if Dylan Gabriel comes back from his concussion, then I think they're going to roll with Gabriel. It doesn't seem to me like they want to go to Shador. Manny, can we hear a little from Shador Sanders himself? Cut 20, please. Plain and simple, he didn't play well.
I don't think I played good. I don't think I played good at all. I think it's a lot of things, you know, we need to look at, you know, during the week and go and just get comfortable even throwing routes, you know, with Jerry and throwing routes with all those guys.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely no first team reps, according to Kevin Stefanski, for Shador Sanders. More from Sanders here. I'll hear cut 21 says he needed to make the most of his opportunity. Didn't really do that.
No, the most I could ask for is opportunity. See, like, that's an uncontrollable thing that I'm not able to control, and that's not, you know. They gave me an opportunity. I ain't do up to my expectation enough to get us a win, you know, so I just got to take that one to the chin.
Indeed. Cleveland has obviously lost three in a row. They will be at Las Vegas next week, Pearl.
Yeah, I mean, this is now about next year. Obviously, it's a waste of Myles Garrett, but, you know, Myles Garrett could have really forced his way out of there and not signed that $40 million per year contract, so that's on him. The funny thing is, people are saying Andrew Berry saved his job. He's had a great draft because Carson Schlesinger is a monster. That was a great pick,
yep.
But I don't know what the point of that is either. And I kind of like Andrew Berry because his brother works for the Eagles, and we saw him at the Super Bowl. We thought it was Andrew Berry. They're twins.
Yeah, right.
But Cleveland's got to start over, and none of this really matters. I mean, whatever's happening this year. They said coming into the year, this is not about finding our quarterback this year. They would have drafted, if they had drafted Shador in the first round, then it's a different conversation. He's a fifth round pick. So what's the difference? Like, well, nothing ventured, nothing gained here is how I look at it. I don't think there's any reason to panic about Shador playing bad there.
No, it's just, he obviously is a very big interest to football fans. And you could say he's just your run-of-the-mill fifth-round pick, but that's not true. He's not. People have a vested interest in seeing him either succeed or fail. And whether, you know, they like watching him struggle because of Dion or because of the watch celebration or because of whatever they think Shador is, or they feel like he's kind of gotten railroaded, not just by the NFL, but by his own team. Because he did not look like a guy who was prepared to be one snap away from having to start that game yesterday if the Browns are actually trying to win games. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that being said, I think you could prepare Shador all you want. His instinct is to keep plays alive, and they got to get that out of him. And you saw it in the preseason, too. One thing about Dylan Gabriel, I've been a supporter of Dylan Gabriel.
Sure.
His best pass, he literally had to jump up to get the ball over the lineman. When Shador came in, I'm like, finally the Browns have an NFL-sized quarterback. I was like, I don't care how bad this goes. The Dylan Gabriel thing, they're not creating the right lanes. Like, they thought he'd become Drew Brees. He has trouble seeing over the line, legitimately. Their offense is a total mess right now. I feel bad for Stefanski. Look at his face. That guy was out of there as fast as possible.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Like, people are questioning whether or not Kevin Stefanski is in the hot seat. It's like, if I were him, I'd be looking for the first exit. Not trying to be that person, but this franchise is the Titanic. And why Myles Garrett signed up for his whole career potentially to be with Cleveland is beyond me. Like, you went through all the negativity of asking for the trade the week of the Super Bowl, becomes this massive story, but then you relinquish?
They've had 35 quarterbacks. All of them were losers.
This makes no sense. You were right there. You were on the doorstep. You were giving the organization a reason to trade you away.
Relegate the Cleveland Browns to the NCAA.
I think Kevin Stefanski would be way better off if he got fired than if he stayed there for one more year. What are the odds that whoever you draft next year is going to be able to turn around the franchise and save your job? Because he's going to be Brian Daboll next year. He's going to be, all right, we got you a quarterback, and if you don't start winning immediately, you're fired. Doesn't matter if it's a rookie. Doesn't matter if the rest of your team stinks. It would make no sense, if I was him, to want to stay. Now, he has no control of that. He's not going to pass up guaranteed money. But if I was him, I'd want to be fired. Because I think he goes to the offensive coordinator market or even NFL coaching market. I think he's still a pretty hot commodity. He's a coach of the year. He's taken Browns to the playoffs multiple times. He'd be way better off if he got fired.
I mean, they are coming off a pretty good offseason. You have to give them some credit.
I mean,
Travis Hunter
was okay.
Trade was a,
yeah.
was a grand
I mean, they
theft
passed on,
auto right
they passed
there.
On Travion Henderson, which is still a massive mistake.
That was a huge mistake.
And I said it that day that was a mistake.
Well, Judkins was ahead of Henderson for most of the season. Now, he had some nice games early, but they did get Macy Graham's awesome, Myles Garrett, obviously, on the other end, and then Carson Schlesinger, and Harold Fannin had a big play in the fourth quarter. He had some chemistry with Shador. So, I mean... They're stacked in the draft. Unfortunately, it feels like 2026 is going to be a weak draft. It might keep Andrew Berry's job, the GM.
Yeah, let some other coach handle it with those guys.
They're going to have a great defense.
I mean, Paul D. Podesta already jumped ship. He's going to the Colorado Rockies. Yeah. It couldn't get any worse on Major League Baseball side.
But that being said, like, he obviously did nothing there. Never moved to Cleveland once. I just think that you're going to have a great defense, so maybe the job's attractive. If some offensive guy's like, I could do something with this offense. Just give me some kind of quarterback. How about you bring Kirk Cousins over?
I was thinking about that yesterday with Cousins. So Michael Penix got hurt yesterday. So did Drake London. But it looks like Penix might be out for a little bit. We'll have to see. Because he seemed that he re-injured the same ligament in his knee that he injured earlier in the season. So it could be like a re-aggravation. Possibly. We'll get more info today. And then Cousins comes in, and they lose. And I was like, you kept Cousins for this. Like, you kept him around. There probably could have been a trade maybe for Cousins. Maybe there's a suitor out there. And they were so staunch and adamant about keeping him. And then he comes in these games in relief of Penix, and they lose anyway.
But, I mean, what were they going to get? Because of his contract, like a seventh-round pick?
I mean, I don't know anything. You could have made
it. Would you have got rid of him for a sixth or seventh, though?
Possibly. I mean, he asked to be traded too. It's like he wanted out.
Yeah,
I don't know. I
would have
tried. Maybe I eat some of the money so I can get a little bit better draft compensation. There's always that.
I mean, Joe Flacco went for a sixth. I gotta imagine Kirk goes for at least a fifth.
Well, except for the money.
But again, you can eat some of the money because you have a rookie quarterback. So
then you got to find a backup because you knew Penix was going to get hurt. I mean, Atlanta, by the way. Atlanta's like a high-end Cleveland. They seem to be stuck as well.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I've said this before. Like, they lose in overtime yesterday to the Panthers. They're a three-win football team. I root for a team that has maybe some of the most painful losses in NFL history. And the Falcons obviously do as well.
Go Bills.
In the Super Bowl. I can't imagine how painful it must be to be a Falcons fan. Because it's like, it's every week it's the kick in the teeth. You know, like some weeks, like, you know, teams lose and like, they just, like, all types of losses. That Falcons just seem particularly painful. You don't think so?
Well, I mean, I think.
It takes one to know one.
Back-to-back overtime losses.
I mean, I think.
They lost in New England because they missed the point after attempt.
I think most of the Atlanta football fans I know feel okay today.
Oh, because Georgia beat Texas?
Yeah, I mean, come on. Who are these Falcons fans calling? I want to hear from you. I know that you guys are pretty fun in the stadium, but I've never gone down to. You know how everyone in Philly and everyone in Buffalo is all about their NFL team? I don't know that the Falcons fans have ever rallied behind this team because they have no reason to.
Honestly, if you have other hobbies in Atlanta as a sports fan, thank God.
Well, yeah, it's college football.
This is painful.
You have actually Georgia Tech is good now too, and
that's
you have
true.
Georgia, so there's nothing painful about this fall.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Okay, so much to get to. What a big weekend. We got the M&P 500 coming your way next. Whose stock is up, whose stock is down after a barn burner?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The M&P 500 on the Infinity Sports Network.
All right, this portion of the show is sponsored by Square. More than 4 million neighborhood businesses run on Square. To learn more, go to square.com or just stop by your favorite local business. See you in the neighborhood, Square. All right, every week we do Stock Up, Stock Down. Maggie, get us started after a wild, wild football weekend.
Yeah, Stock Up first to me, Chicago Bears. I still don't know how they're winning these games. 5 games this season in which they've had to come back in the final 2 minutes. You know, the Bears end up taking a 16-3 lead into the fourth quarter. Minnesota battles back. Vikings take a 17-16 lead with less than a minute left to play. And it's like, here comes Caleb Williams. Just put the chin strap back on. Get it within field goal range. And it's Cairo Santos hit a 48-yard game-winning field goal. They've won 7 of their last 8. They're in first place in the NFC North for now because Detroit lost last night. They still have to play Green Bay twice. There's a lot of tough games left on the schedule, including your Philadelphia Eagles. But right now, the Bears. The Bears
are who we thought they were.
I mean, come on. That
take a picture of the standings right now, Bears fans. You're in first place.
They beat a bad quarterback. J.J. McCarthy looks bad. Me and Justin Jefferson are going to I don't know what we're going to do. Justin Jefferson just wants out of there. McCarthy, come on, dude. Why Tom Brady calling Caleb Williams one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Because he's like, I can't do what Caleb can do, but Caleb sure as heck can't do what I can do. Because he's like, the inaccuracy was, you could see in real time, I think it was Brady on the game, he was like, oh my God. I mean, he gets to his spot, but then you never know where the ball is going to go. It's so much fun. I do like the way they play, but I don't know if it's sustainable. I'm going to go with a weird one for my stock up. And I know EJ will love this one. Carolina Panthers wide receiver Teddarrowe McMillan, big part of a 30-27 win over Atlanta. Here's what I found most interesting about him on Sunday's game.
What's that?
Apparently, you can't call him Tet. So the announcers have to go full Teddarrowe, although T-Mac is acceptable.
Okay. So, he doesn't like Tet because it's...
Just to get you, he like finds it offensive. No? So you cannot call him Tet.
That is correct. I heard the same thing.
So I don't know why, but now you have to call him Tetero McMillan, which makes him even cooler for some reason. And there's nothing cooler than a 6'4 wide receiver who's just going to moss guys left and right. Combined with Leggett, who also on the other side is a monster. And then they have this tiny little quarterback who's finding crevices and making plays. I'm into Carolina. I'd like to see them challenge the Bucs for that division because the way the Bucs keep getting injured, I feel like that division in the NFC South is back on. All right, back. Stock down.
All right. If the stock goes up, stock's got to go down. And I got to give it to Sam Darnold. I mean, 4 interceptions. This is, and to be fair, Seattle was still in this game and had a chance to steal it at the end if Jason Myers had hit a 61-yard field goal, but they did not. Rams win. Rams may be the best team in the NFL outside of Perloff's Philadelphia Eagles, but this is what you're always worried about with Darnold, Pearl, because he's got a ceiling. And it feels like with some of the biggest games of the year, last year, the end of the season, and the playoff game, and then obviously this was a big one. It's a gigantic game, a lot of eyeballs, a lot of attention, and he was thrown to God knows who. God knows when.
I don't know. I mean, he was under enormous pressure. He was pressured on all 4 of the interceptions, and he was trying to make plays because they were trailing. I'm not sure I see him exactly the same way. He is one of the cheapest starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
Okay, well, you say that now, but he was also, people are talking about, as an MVP candidate. That's all gone.
Maybe. I mean, that being said, the real thing is Seattle lost this one in L.A. If they can get the Rams back in Seattle, I mean, nothing is really derailed there. Did you think any less of the Seahawks? They took them to the last play of the game. I didn't come away saying, oh my God, the Rams are way, way better than Seattle at all. In fact, I was like, oh my God, are we going to be talking about a Seattle with a miracle win on Sunday? The fact that they had 4 interceptions and were in position to win the game says to me, they're right there with the Rams. I think that both teams don't want to come to Philly, and Philly doesn't want to go out to both teams. So I actually came away somewhat impressed. As you've mentioned, the defense is awesome. And JSN is amazing. Even though he was a little limited, their number one receiver, I'm not down on Seattle any more than I was before. I think they're going to be in the mix. Okay, my stock down is the Green Bay Packers wide receivers / DBs. I think they ended at 7 drops, but what is the deal with these guys? Do they not have gloves? What the heck was going
on? Wait, the DBs or the wide receivers or both?
Well, the wide receivers had 7 drops. As of with like 3 minutes left in the game, the announcer had the official stat. They might have dropped another one. The DBs dropped the DBs were the Keystone Cops. Jameis Winston kept throwing the ball right to them. That I can forgive, but man, are they screwing over Jordan Love, and I don't know what to do. I would have benched Romeo Doubs. He had 2 major drops in the first half. Then he came back and played much better, but I don't know where they turn at receiver. They pulled a cornerback and they're putting him in at wide receiver. Yep. Golden came back. That team is lost. And anybody who says it's Jordan Love is not watching them, in my opinion, because he's playing so much better than his numbers. The wide receiver corps let him down. Watson had a great touchdown, so that made up for it. And then Jameis was an adventure on the other side.
But Jameis was an adventure, and then who ultimately sealed it, though, for the Packers at the end? Jameis is loading up to try this Hail Mary, and who is it? Micah Parsons, who got to Jameis. He didn't have a really flashy game yesterday, but ultimately he did seal it. All right, stock goes down. Stock goes back up. I'm going to go stock up to the Purdy-Kittle connection back on. I mean, they have some serious chemistry. I know Perloff can't tell the difference between Brock Purdy and Mac Jones, or you think they're same. I don't really see it that way. You know, Arizona played Mac Jones earlier this year. It was a 1-point win at home. They go on the road to Arizona, and Brock Purdy, they were clicking. I mean, that offense looked great. Maybe Arizona's waved the white flag a little bit.
I mean, he had 200 passing yards. Mac Jones gets 300 in his sleep.
Well, not against Arizona the last time they played. I'm going common opponent here. And I thought Purdy looked good in his return, especially the Purdy-Kittle connection. So that's my stock up for those two.
Well, I mean, listen, they're gifted 7 points on the opening play of the game. Arizona is done. All right, for my stock up, I'm going to go Eagles defense. I mean, I hate to say this because I don't want to jinx my team. If Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter are healthy up front, I think those 2 defensive tackles might be impossible to beat.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a strong middle of the line. It's sort of a different defense than we expect. But gosh, I don't know where the weakness is. And this is a team that got torched by Manny's Giants early in the season. I don't know how they turned it around. You mentioned earlier in the show, Jalen Phillips came from Miami. He seems to fit perfectly. Everybody's healthy right now. And I think that defense could lead them to a Super Bowl. It's that good right now at every level. Quinyon Mitchell looks great. Cooper DeJean looks great. N'Kobe Dean is back. He looks great. Brandon Graham only played a few plays, but he looked great in those few plays. I don't see a flaw there. Maggie, am I overconfident in this unit?
No, the defense, Cowboys. The defense is fantastic. It's just your offense. Not good.
Pretty average. Pretty bad.
I think they'd be lucky if they were average. They look below average to me.
Yeah, wait till the playoffs when Hurts decides, I'm allowed to run. He is allowed to run, you know. It's not against the rules. He did run a few times yesterday, and it worked great. We'll see. Jalen Hurts, he's only good in Super Bowls. It's a weird thing.
So, final one for me, stock down. It's got to go to whoever the state trooper was who pushed the South Carolina player. I mean, that guy is going to be out of a job, at least out of the job of being at these games.
I know. He didn't get fired. He just got put off the games. I'm like, so what? He should be fired.
Well, I think it takes a lot for a cop to get fired or a state trooper.
That's true. Brony. That's true. Like, one mistake like that, I guess. Okay.
Yeah, well, who knows? But this was totally unprofessional, uncalled for. And that's not being anti-cop. I mean, cops shouldn't want people like him in big spots, very high profile, visible spots, because you can't basically elbow a player and kind of got caught in between two players. You're supposed to move to the side. That's the player's tunnel. They get the right to the tunnel, in my opinion. That's not keeping everybody safe. It's not de-escalating anything. It's escalating it. And it was embarrassing. So that's a stock down right there for that state trooper.
And that was after a touchdown too, which was
crazy. He's like running into the tunnel.
Yeah.
And he got hurt on that play.
Crazy.
Sorry. Can I do one more quick stock down?
Yeah.
A couple of officiating things that drive me nuts. They keep calling this defensive tackles trying to sneak through and block field goals. They keep calling it hitting a defenseless player and changing games. They got the Cardinals on that yesterday. That rule is ridiculous. When I don't know what they're supposed to do about it. And the other thing is they used the Hawkeye technology last night with the Broncos-Chiefs game, and it was wildly inaccurate.
They used it in the Bills-Bucks game, too, and it was a little closer, I think. But
so what's the point? The official decides where the spot is, so there's no actual AI helping out here. It drives me crazy that they pretend that this is like tennis. It's not like tennis at all. Tennis, the technology is tracking the ball.
Yeah.
But you don't do any of that in football, because you have to decide when the knee is down. So that was funny because they went to the Hawkeye technology and the announcer was like, well, that doesn't look exactly right.
Should have gotten it by at least a foot, and they had him getting it by like a nose.
Yeah, it was funny. It is kind of cool. I kind of like the look of it. It's kind of neat, but I don't know what the point of it is. Is there any point at all?
No, I think they're just trying to get people, like to reassure people that they're right on the spots, but you're right. If you actually think about this technology, it doesn't mean that at all.
Because you have to decide when the guy's knee is down.
One last stock up that I forgot. Stock up Emma Perloff playing Anna in the Frozen Junior version of Frozen.
Oh, is that right?
That I went and saw over the weekend, and she was spectacular.
Oh,
really great.
You're too nice. It was a stressful weekend. My daughter is Anna in Frozen and lost her voice. So she was drinking tea, has not spoken in 72 hours.
Wow.
Literally has not said a word so she could perform for Maggie, and she wouldn't sat out.
Me and only me.
It's a flu game. Flu game, what you're telling me.
Honestly, all our relatives came, and Maggie and her mom and her son. It was so much fun. Her voice was a little limited, but it was great. And it was great. My parents loved seeing you. They're such huge fans. And it was so great to see your mom. It was a big family affair.
Yeah, it was really, really fun. And I'm going to be honest, like Dan Campbell should want Emma Perloff on his team. Grit. She was like playing through laryngitis, basically.
Wow. Yeah.
And she sounded great.
Wow. Well,
it's like playing on a torn ACL.
Basically, she's Drew Brees. What was it? Phillip Rivers.
The first song, I was so worried. I'm like, oh God. Her first song, I couldn't hear it at all. And then her vocal cords warmed up. The key to acting is she's a really good projector.
Mm.
You're the same as a radio business.
Totally.
The key is to project, and acting, you got to project to the back of the house, and she couldn't do it. Fortunately, it's a junior play. The house is not exactly massive. How big would you
say
that
room?
Were
there 30 people there? 50?
No, there's 65 seats.
65? Okay, it was filled.
Yeah, it was filled. It's a small room. It was really, really fun. It's such a cute play. There's like five-year-olds running around.
Yeah, very cute.
Pretending they're the trolls. I mean, and honestly, Frozen is a banger. Can we just say the songs are amazing?
I think Frozen 2 is just as good.
Yeah. EJ, I'm going to need that. Frozen is a banger. Thank you very much.
Buddy.
Frozen 2, also good. But, you know, the play, for people who don't know, the play is different than the movie. There's a song in the play that does not make it in the movie that everybody loves called Getting Higgy With It.
That's what it's called. It was great. They did a fantastic job.
Super, super fun. Thank you for coming. Manny, EJ, I assume I'll see you guys next weekend.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'll look at my calendar.
Yeah. EJ, it's in Queens.
Oh, that's better.
Where in Queens?
He's still busy that day.
What area?
I think I'm going to be sick
Long Island
day.
City, technically. It's right near Court Square.
Okay. That is far from me, but okay.
Wait, EJ, you guys were doing some wedding food tasting.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a crazy weekend.
Are you going with the duck?
Oh, well, there's like a set menu. Okay. So we only got to have like a share of what could be options. And I'll tell you what, the scallops we had, I'm like, we need to finally get that on this menu because it was banging.
Scallops is a main entree? Is that what we're talking about?
No, this was as a main entree. Yeah. This was the one that we had. It was good. But then the pork chop also was great. Mm. This place knows what they're doing. It's the reason why we picked it.
How many dishes did you get to try?
So, two entrees, two appetizers, and two desserts.
But did you try different options for all that, I'm saying?
No. Oh, it was like dinner. So, like, basically, if you go on this day, like,
this is what you're getting.
This is what you're getting. So, like, every Thursday, they do this throughout, you know, the year. So, we had to pick 2 days. This was our first of them. And this was a good menu.
Here's a question. Not that you have to give this away because EJ's getting married in June. But here's the question.
You are?
Are you guys doing traditional wedding cake? Because at one point, this kind of went out of style and people started doing cupcakes and other things.
No, there will be a tiered cake, a real wedding cake and a tiered
cake. Bravo.
Especially because when, I hate to air out their business, but we went to Andrea's brother's wedding.
Go ahead.
Like, only 20% of the people got cake. Wow. And there's a conspiracy that perhaps the caterers at my brother-in-law's, they may have taken the cake back with them.
What?
Stolen the cake?
I got cake. So I had the cake. Oh, but everyone else at the party is like, where's the cake? I didn't have cake. I was like, I don't know. I had cake. Andrea still talks about it. She's still angry that she didn't get to taste cake. And there were two different cakes. But it seems like only 25% of the audience actually got the cake.
Gotta get Sherlock Holmes on this thing.
It's like either it fell or maybe the something happened. There was some Kenan and Kel hijinks happening in the back. It had to be.
Let me ask you a question. Would your fiance be interested in a looks like cake situation? Like maybe make it like a Lombardi trophy or something?
Is it cake?
Gosh.
The hell does he know about a Lombardi trophy? He's a Jets fan.
I don't know. Or something like along the lines of your interest, like a worldwide wrestling belt that's actually cake.
Yeah, there are things that I joke with Andrea that I think are as immediate divorces or immediate breakups. That would definitely be one of them. Say, hey, our cake should be the Larry O'Brien trophy. Yeah. She's like, you know what? Let's just cancel this wedding now.
Yeah, your fiance has way too much class for, like, let's hope that she takes the reins in this situation. Maggie, you'll agree with that.
Well,
blue and orange cake, right?
Knicks colors. You generally want to leave this one to the wives.
Figurine on top. Groom and bride figurines on top of the cake. Yes or no?
Oh, that's not happening.
Except in this case, it's not a bride and groom. It's actually Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart. Villanova teammates. All right, Manny, hold out for 1 second.
Oh, sure.
I know you're doing all this double duty. I'm sorry. Anywhere. Is this okay, EJ, if we... Okay.
Yeah, he's the EP. Ask him.
Yeah, I know. Bogus is off covering WFAN, so Manny is covering for us, and we're all doing musical chairs. Hold on. Hold tight 1 second. We'll come back. We've got headlines for you. And one big question about Josh Allen that we're asking today. It's MNP.
Just bring it, jabronis.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. All right, Manny is in doing updates today for Bogish. We got so much to get to, including the Philadelphia Eagles with another signature win last night for the defense. It's the Packers last week, now the Lions this week, and the defense was strong.
Oh, yeah.
Manny, what do you got, sir?
Well, this update is sponsored by Skechers. Watch the Skechers World Champions Cup this December 4th, 5th, and 7th on ESPN and ABC. One person in Denver said that Sunday's game between the Chiefs and the Broncos was the biggest at Empower Field at Mile High since the final matchup between Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. That was the AFC Championship game almost a decade ago now. The Broncos won that game by one score, more of the same yesterday.
At the 25, an attempt of 35 yards against Kansas City. I won't even mention it. Snap placement, kick on the way, and it is good! They don't block this one like last year in Kansas City.
Yeah, Broncos Radio Network. Will Lutz avenges last season's heartbreaking loss at Arrowhead with a 35-yard field goal. Broncos 22, Chiefs 19. The Denver D forced Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs offense to punt on their final two possessions of the game. Here's the KC QB.
I mean, just having an opportunity at the end of the game and not coming through. Getting the ball back with 4 minutes and all you need is a field goal is a spot that we've been in a lot, and we've been able to do that. But, I mean, there's hit things here and there, but I think that's the biggest one is that's what you want. You want to get that opportunity at the end of the game, and I didn't come through.
That's 8 in a row now for the White Horses. Maggie wanted me to bring this up last hour, so here we are. Yesterday afternoon, I got the full Jameis Winston experience, and it went exactly how I thought it would go.
In the shotgun, Winston looks it over. Here's the snap. Winston sets, throws, left side of the end zone.
Intercepted! Yes! Intercepted by the kid!
Oh, Evan Williams delivers in the left corner of the end zone. And the Packers deliver the dagger.
Yeah, they did. Jameis Winston, 19 of 29 for 201 yards, one rushing touchdown, and that enormous interception in the fourth quarter in his Giants debut. Evan Williams with the interception. What the hell happened, Jameis?
I believe timing and execution is so important, you know, when you're in crucial moments. Like when defenses see routes, like you and the receiver have to be elite in timing and execution. And I believe Jalen and I, our timing and execution could have been a lot better.
Yeah,
that's victory comes from the Lord.
That's a really nice way of saying Jalen Hyatt did not run the right route.
This is wonderful.
Drew Brees was all over it yesterday, by the way. He's doing the game. I think the Mark Sanchez firing kind of created this whole shuffling of the deck, Pearl, and now Drew Brees is in at Fox. And he called this. He's like, Jalen Hyatt was too deep on the play, not shallow enough, I guess is what it was.
Didn't curl towards the back corner of the end zone. That's where Jameis Winston would throw the ball. Hyatt just kind of sat where he was, and there you go. Instead of having little Jordan Humphrey on the roster, where you have Jalen Hyatt still on the team.
But
and
Hyatt's awful.
He stinks.
I mean, this is where you start looking at Joe Shane, the general manager. You got the head coach already fired, and why the GM got to stick around. Or is he going to stick around? I don't know.
I hope not. And the DC as well, Shane Bowen. I mean, the defense, again, not exactly up to par. Yeah.
When the Giants stormed down on the first drive and scored a touchdown, it 7-0.
Oh, it was almost pornographic.
Right? Yeah, did you? What was the house like where
you got a weird fetish?
Oh, I was doing backflip, front flips, cartwheels. I was doing it all. Like, Jameis Winston's going to throw for 400 yards. Yeah. I had a big fantasy game against Pat Boyle. I picked up Jameis Winston. I thought, oh man, Jameis is going to four touchdowns, 400 yards. Instead, I kind of got a dud.
I was like, the Packers are so unlucky that it's Jameis and not Russell Wilson out there. And then I don't think, did he have any drives the rest of the game? I guess he did, but not much.
Who, Jameis?
Yeah, the rest of the game was like nothing like that.
Well, after that, the Giants did get one final shot with a handful of seconds left. But of course, it was Micah Parsons who strip sacked Winston to end the game because, of course, and now Micah Parsons 9-0 in his career against the New York Football Giants. After the Packers go to MetLife and get a 27-20 win over my G-men. Baseball hot stove. Josh Naylor is headed back to Seattle. He and the Mariners reportedly agreed to a 5-year deal, that pending a physical. Naylor was acquired at the trade deadline last season and hit .299 with 9 home runs, 33 ribbies, and a perfect 19-for-19 on the base pass in 54 games with the Mariners, because we all know Josh Naylor is basically Billy Hamilton. We go to hoops now. Calf issues sidelined Wemby yesterday, but the Spurs beat the Kings 123-110. 35 points for old man Kevin Durant in a Rockets win over the Magic 117-113. And in a game absolutely nobody was watching, the Brooklyn Nets, they defeated the Washington Wizards 129-106. The Nets improved to 2-11. The Wizards are now 1-12.
Man, you're doing a great job this morning. Thanks. EJ, also, you guys are shuffling around here and doing an awesome job. Did you happen to see, this was definitely not going to make the update, but did you see the Maryland basketball player who got hurt on a dunk over the weekend?
Oh, yeah.
They were playing Marquette. And the only reason I bring this up is I'm squeamish. I can't watch certain things.
Sure.
But all the articles kept saying he gets hurt in this unbelievable way. He was stretchered off the court. Now he's okay now. He was tweeting after the game, like he's fine. But they never said what the injury was. So I'm like, this is so weird. Like, it keeps saying he got injured on this dunk and it was very awful, Pearl, and cover your eyes, but they never said, was it his ankle? Was it a knee? Was it, you know, the bone sticking out? Like, what was it?
It's like one of those hockey injuries, lower body injury.
Nope, they didn't even say.
Wow.
So I went back and I was like, all right, I'm going to look. Like, I'm watching a scary movie, like through my fingers. I don't know what it is.
Wow.
It's so painful, brutal, and just awful. But what is it? Is it the elbow and the shoulder? Is it the legs? Like, watch this thing. I'm not asking you to watch something graphic and awful. And obviously, again, like, he's going to be okay. But Pearl, it was such a violent fall that you almost couldn't even tell what he hurt at first.
Feral pain. What a name.
So maybe he just got the wind knocked out of him.
No.
Well, he's done for the season, evidently.
Yeah.
Oh, so he is hurt.
Yeah. He landed awkwardly. That's all you're getting. Everything about this dude crumbles in a heap.
I'm sorry for laughing.
No, it's crazy because I watch it. And I'm like, I still don't know what it is. It is it leg? Is it the elbow? Is it the shoulder?
Suffered a serious hip injury.
That too.
Yeah.
I mean, the way that he slipped, you could definitely think maybe an adductor type of issue. But yeah, that was a very freak fall.
Really freakish. And just a bad weekend for the DMV in general. So yeah, the Commanders, Pearl, lose that game in Madrid because Marcus Mariota threw a horrible pick on the first possession, their first possession of overtime. Just brutal.
They should have lost the regulation, but Mike.
Fair. They shouldn't even gone to overtime, but they lose that game in Madrid, so that's a long flight home. Then you've got Maryland is going to bring back Mike Locksley.
Yeah, you saw that, right?
People are not happy about this.
But
why does he get to stay?
Quadruple the budget, though, right?
I mean, that's what they said.
Locksley is well thought of in the industry. I mean, he's actually, his name's got floated around before.
I don't know why.
He came on this show and was a delight, but I don't know about the coaching part.
But if they do quadruple their budget, I mean, you can buy a roster. I don't know. Is there a single Maryland player in the NFL right now?
Stephon Diggs.
Torrey
Smith. He might be the only guy.
Torrey Smith, who is retired. Yeah, so I don't know if they've ever had... Is Mike Locksley had any talent whatsoever?
No, but that's the thing. You're not keeping anybody, you know? And not that he was going to keep Caleb Williams.
Is anybody signing other Maryland players? I don't even know.
Well, yeah. Caleb, that was a big one, but I don't know if anyone was expecting
Caleb Williams?
Yeah, Caleb Williams.
What about... Well, he was never there, though.
No,
yeah,
he's never
keeping Maryland player. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, he's never had any good players. He never had Cal Williams.
Right.
He was
grew
in the
up
area.
In Washington,
yeah.
D.C.
Yeah,
there's good players in the area. He don't get them, though.
So Washington Commanders lost, Maryland bringing back Mike Locksley, and then this horrific injury on the dunk.
I mean, the Wizards losing is probably good. Like, you don't want to beat the Nets.
Oh, no one cares about
that. So you got that. I mean, you got to give them something.
They had the nice jerseys, though, the gelt gold and black jerseys from back in the day when probably you were covering them. Yeah, they look nice on the court, but they stink.
No, like gold and black.
Yeah, the gold and black.
You don't remember the Gilbert Arenas?
The Gilbert Arenas, like, gold and black look that they had?
I don't remember them being black. They were whiting with gold, and they had their road jerseys were blue and gold.
No, they had an alternate that was gold. You remember when you've seen it.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe I was gone by then.
Look up those highlights. Look up those highlights.
I can't because I'm too busy watching this terrible dunk.
How about Pistol Pete?
How about Pistol Pete?
Al Gilberies.
888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Yeah, so that's what was going on yesterday in the DMV. Not awesome.
I mean, DMV sports, though, if you're being real, it's
lacking.
It's been rough for a while now.
I mean, last year with the Commanders going to the NFC Championship game was dynamite.
I feel bad because one of the wedding planners at our chef's wedding, a chef's dinner that we had, because we invited, Andrea's brother.
Yeah, you're getting married in Baltimore.
Yeah, he's a massive Commanders fan. So the woman that is one of the wedding planners is a huge sports fan. So she's like, oh, man, how about those Commanders? And I could just see my future brother-in-law just like willowing because she's trying to be nice. She's like, I mean, they were great last year. And look what happened. I mean, I don't know what's going on. And he's just like, can you please leave me alone? This is misery. Yes, I know. Jaden Daniels almost broke his entire arm. Yes, yeah. I know.
Sports small talk when your team sucks is hard.
You don't want it. I don't want anybody to ask me about the Jets. Don't ask me when my team is bad. I don't want to talk about it.
How about those Jets, EJ?
Yeah, no, hey, I got nothing.
You know, at least they won two in a row this season.
We got that.
Yeah. And that's where we're going to leave it. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. But not leave you for the morning. We got a whole other hour to go, including coming up next, what happened last night to the Lions offense. Why were they so inept? What happened? And also coming up, one big question about Josh Allen that may have gotten answered yesterday. It's the Maggie Perloff Show.
I'm not normal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.